Alpha Alpha 4, Golf Hotel.
And 0TR.
Hey Tom, so great to catch up with you. It's been a while. How are you doing, you and your family? Over.
Well, I've just been getting over a nasty cold and still got a little bit of it, but I think it's about gone. And Bernice is fine. We went out this morning and got some donuts and went down to Aldi's and did some shopping. The temperature's slowly dropping here now. It's 41, but there's a 10-mile-an-hour wind out of the northwest. We're going to get some of that Polar Express, I'm afraid, Gus. But not near as bad as what they had up there in Kansas the other night. If that ball game was 27 below zero on the windshield there at Kansas City. We lived 125 miles south of there for 62 years. But it's nice to hear you, Gus. I hear you check in on the net every night, but I can't break in there to say anything. But a lot of times I'm listening between 8:30 and 9, so if you want to holler, I might be there. How are you guys getting along?
We're doing great. We're traveling up I-75 in Florida right now, going to get together of RVers in Tampa. The group that kind of got together during a caravan, and we decided to have kind of a reunion. So we'll have a good time. We're driving through rain right now, so that's not as much fun. Trying to watch out for traffic and four-wheelers. Over.
Well, the kids tell us we're going to take a short break and go over to Biloxi next month sometime for a couple of days, and maybe the weather will be better over there in Mississippi. Who knows?
Well, this all is unseasonable, so I'm hoping that Mother Nature gets the calendar figured out better and gets back to normal. Over.
We're about normal here, and we've seen those kind of temperatures many times up in Kansas. I wouldn't say many, but quite a few times, Gus. It's not unusual every year to get down to zero, and but it doesn't usually stay there. I saw it stay down there for about 2 weeks one time, and when we went up to Bernice's mother's farm, the pond had frozen up so badly that it deprived the fish of oxygen and killed some of the fish.
Wow. Well, news on our end, we bought that lot in Avery County, North Carolina, Newland, NC, and we're going to be meeting with a builder at the end of the month to talk about building us a 1,000-square-foot home, just 2-bedroom, 2-bath, more of a cottage than a large home. Over.
Danny, that sounds wonderful. Well, stop by and visit with us. You're always welcome. What town was it near, Gus? Over.
Near Newland, November Echo Whiskey, Lima Alpha, November Delta. It's a small community up in the kind of the northwest corner, not real far from the Virginia border. Over.
This is N0TR. Yeah, Gus, that's a beautiful country up in there. I've been through there a few times years ago, but I think that'll be a real happy spot for you guys. We're happy where we're at, and boy, the chickens have started laying again finally. We got 11 eggs yesterday, and Monday we got a full dozen, and that's about the only thing I gotta do outside, is go out and gather the eggs and make sure they're fed and watered. But I'm not going to spend much time out there, Gus. It's too chilly with that wind chill.
That's a smart man. Now, do you have to keep the chicken coops heated somewhat to protect them, or are they hardy? Over.
When we buy our chickens, we pay a little more money for them, but they're 8 weeks old, and they're fully feathered, and you can put them outside. But these chickens now are 6 months old, and they're just fine outside. If they want to get out of the really, really cold, they can go up in the nesting area and get out of the wind. But the chicken was from said that they get acclimated to that heat, and then they come outside and they don't do so well. Now, my neighbor, he's got heat lamps going in his just because they think of them as pets, but they're not. But Kansas weather was much more brutal than it is down here. I've shoveled more snow than I care to ever remember, and I've seen it 12, 14, 16 inches deep before, and we don't get that kind of weather here. It'll get down cold this next week for a few days, but then all at once it'll be back up to 50 degrees. Normals here are 30s and 50s.
That sounds more tolerable. I haven't looked far enough ahead to see what weather is going to be like when we fly up there, but we're going to fly to Nashville. To Raleigh, Durham, that's right. We're going to visit a friend there and then drive on up. And, you know, we'll meet this contractor. He comes highly recommended. We've done some preliminary discussion. Building depends on permits and all that good stuff. Over.
Sounds like you've got things well arranged there and thought out. Right now would not be a good time to be in Asheville. They had quite a bit of snow up that way yesterday, wouldn't it, Bernice? And I don't think it's a horrible amount, but down here, if it snows, it'll probably be gone in the next couple of days. But when you get up to Asheville, how far is that from up here, Bernice, you know? I don't know. It's an hour and a half or so, but it's not all that far up there. But there's a weather break there when you get out up in the mountains there, because they're probably up around 4,000 feet, and I'm no expert on it. But a different set of circumstances up in there, so it'd be well worth keeping your Mark II eyeball focused on the weather.
Yeah, QSL. Well, our long-term plans are to have it for summer and then, come back down south in the winter. We have a bunch of RV friends that introduced us to the area. It's a small community, about 1,000 homes, I think, maybe a little bit more. And they're smallish lots, and some of the lots are RV only. And the first year we might just use our RV to build a home, so that as we get older and someday we'll give up RVing, but we won't want to give up traveling. So then we could fly or drive. Well, sounds good. Hey, always great to talk to you, Tom. You're one heck of a gentleman. And, I will try to get on the net earlier. Going to be watching Purdue basketball tonight, too, so that's going to be a competition. But, hey, thanks for the conversation. Alpha, Alpha 4, go Poach out.
Well, the pleasure's all mine, as usual. And it's sunshine here now, but it's brisk out there, I'll tell you for sure. It's not Florida weather. But Rusty, W2T, was telling me it was pretty cold someplace down there in Florida today, unusual. I was stationed in Jacksonville, Florida, starting out in February through, October or so. And it got down to freezing there every once in a while, but most of the time it was okay, but it got pretty cold up there in Jacksonville in those old wooden barracks back in the old days. Take care, Gus, and look forward to seeing you someday. Hey, Alpha Alpha 4 Golf Hotel in 0TR. 73, Gus.
Tom from AA4GH to N0TR.